Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here for one more day with our good friend Ralph Martin, and we've been talking all week about Ralph's new book, A Church in Crisis, Pathways Forward. And again, if you didn't have a chance to listen to the program, any of this week, I know you'd love it if you had a chance to. So go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to them right there, or download on whatever device works for you, or download our apps. You can listen to them whenever it's convenient for you. Welcome back, Ralph.
Thank you, Peter.
I want to focus on a time of action and the inexhaustible riches of Jesus in this last program. Those are the last two chapters of the book. So time of action, what'd you focus on there?
Well, you know, everybody has some responsibility for speaking the truth in love. Everybody has some responsibility for the health of the church and the health of the body of Christ. Even if we're just a church-going Catholic, if we're hearing something in a sermon that we know is not what the church teaches, and if it's a distortion of the gospel, we have some responsibility not just to passively sit there, but to do something about it. Well, the first thing we should do about it is go talk to the priest or deacon and say, you know, this is what I heard you say. Is that what you were meaning, you know? And doesn't it seem like that's not in harmony with what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says about this? If we're blown off, if he brushes us off, then we should, if this thing keeps happening in our parish, we should write a letter to the bishop and say, I'm concerned about some of the teaching that's going on in our parish. I think it's misleading people. And then if that doesn't work, if the bishop brushes us off, I'd say the last line of appeal would be writing a letter to the apostolic delegate, the papal nuncio in the United States, and saying, I've tried to draw this to the attention of my pastor and my bishop, and they're ignoring me, and I think I'm concerned for the salvation of souls. I'm concerned about the effect this is having on people and families, on young people. So that would be one thing. People who have some pastoral responsibility, they need to repair any damage they've done. You know, like we just found out in the Archdiocese of Detroit that some deacon had been baptizing people. We baptize you in the name of the Father, which is an illegitimate, inappropriate baptismal thing. The Vatican ruled people who were baptized that way weren't really baptized. So the Archdiocese is now going through repairing the damage. So if we've been teaching things that aren't quite on the straight and straighter, if we've been ignoring certain things, if we've been sort of affirming people in immorality in the confessional, for example— You know, sometimes people go to confession, they tell me, the priest said, that's no big deal. And they know it is, because the Catechism of the Catholic Church says it is a big deal. So if priests in the confessional or priests in their preaching and teaching or deacons have been giving some wrong advice to people, they need to repair the damage as best they can. You know, they really do, you know. And so there's just there's bearing the fruits of repentance, you know, making restitution, things like that. So that's a lot of stuff that needs to happen, you know.
Yeah, and I was thinking, Ralph, how the analogy, something similar can happen in the domestic church.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Where parents have been avoiding hard conversations with kids, or they haven't been exercising discipline for a variety of reasons.
Right.
Maybe they might even be afraid of being rejected by their own kids.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's confusion there as well.
Right.
And I think being able to just say to the family, hey, you know what, in these ways, I don't think, as a dad, the synods, in these ways, I don't think I've been leading in a way that Jesus wants me to lead and I love you so much. I want to get better at this.
Yeah.
I just want to get better at this.
Yeah, exactly.
And I want to talk about the things that matter. You know, I love you kids so much. And sometimes I have to admit, I'm a little bit afraid to talk about it or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
That's wonderful,
and
Peter.
I think that's
advice.
Just a very healthy, disarming way to do it. And I've talked to priests and say, you know, brother, some of the hard sayings of Jesus that you literally have never addressed when they come through on Sunday readings. I mean, think about it. And these guys have said, yeah, some of these passages I literally never speak on.
Yeah.
And I say, why? He said, well, because my people aren't going to, they're going to not going to understand it. They'll reject it. I'm going to be rejected. I said, well, how about, Father, if you just, when it comes up, some of these tough readings, and it's on Sunday, you stand up, you begin your homily, just say, brothers and sisters, you know, today I was tempted to do something I've done many times to avoid some of these hard words from Jesus or the prophet Jeremiah or whatever. And because I have to be honest, I'm a little bit afraid of how you'll react. And I don't want to do that anymore, because every word Jesus gave us, every word the scriptures give us is for our life and for our health. And I just want to acknowledge, you know, this thing. And now let's together, with fear and trembling, put ourselves under the teaching of Jesus. I have to, just like you have to. Let's do it together. And let's chew on the hard stuff he wants to say to us, knowing it's love, you know? Wow. And so why not do something like that?
Peter,
so,
that is really excellent advice about how to approach it. I really think that's really excellent advice. I think you should write something about that or do more on that, because that's really helpful. I think that'd be really a helpful way for people to approach it.
Yeah, and I think people would open their hearts to the pastors is honesty and his transparency, because we all wrestle with stuff like that. We all have places we're afraid people will reject us and all. Right. And how do we overcome it, Ralph? We overcome it by getting the help of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to help us penetrate more deeply the unsearchable riches of the King.
Right.
You know, and that's your last chapter.
Yeah. You know, I probably know more about what's wrong in the church, both here in the United States and in Rome, than a lot of people. And people sometimes ask me, are you discouraged? Not at all. Not at all. I know that God's providence is over this whole thing. What does that mean? It means that nothing is happening that God is not permitting to happen. The revelation of the bad stuff, the judgment, the punishment, the pain that's coming because of unfaithfulness, that's all something God's permitting because he loves us and he wants good to come out of it. He never permits anything that apparently is painful or bad that he doesn't have a plan to bring good out of it. So we are in a time of judgment right now. We're in a time of chastisement, purification. I'm encouraged by that. I hate to say it, I'm excited about that, because it means that something good is coming, that a better church is coming, a more purified church, a more faithful church, a more vigorous church, a more energetic church is coming. Yeah. And that's what the world needs. That's what the world needs.
Yeah, and I was thinking, I've thought about Isaiah quite a bit these last few years, I think, last few months. Isaiah 26:9, I think it is, where he says, when God's judgments are in the earth, men learn righteousness.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, you know, so God, Hebrews chapter 12, is it, realms that God disciplines those whom he loves, like a good father.
Yeah.
And what is he after? He said, you know, it's painful for a while, for a time, but it leads to the peaceful fruit of righteousness. That's what the Lord's after.
Yeah.
And I think he wants us, I do feel at times, Ralph, a jealousy of the father that his son be honored and glorified, right?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
son who gave his life up for us and who the father has exalted at his right hand in heaven, and all glory belongs to the Lord.
Yeah.
And when we're in these positions where we avoid, you know, saying what we need to say, or we just were too timid, too much self-love, at the end we displace that pure passion for Jesus that the Lord wants to burn into our hearts. And at times like this, he wants us to grow. He wants us to come and see and come really into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God that comes from knowing Jesus, so we can live differently for the sake of the salvation of the world. That's what he's after, right?
Well, I'm thinking, Peter, about the new booklet you're writing that we're going to make available starting in March, you know, for the new season of Choices We Face, Fear God and Give Him Glory. Tell us a little bit about
that. Well, that's taken from a book of Revelation chapter 14, where one of the angels that's sent from God in mid-heaven comes forward and says, with the eternal gospel. It's kind of interesting. He comes forth to declare to the whole earth the eternal gospel. And what he says is, you know, fear God, give him glory, and worship him who made the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
And, you know, every one of the Catholics who are listening, probably every one of you listening, have been confirmed. And the spiritual gifts that are underlined in confirmation are the gifts from Isaiah, the gifts that were part of the life of the Messiah that were given. And one of them is the fear of the Lord. Right? And the fear of the Lord, and his delight was in the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is amazing because it aligns us with God. It's pure. It helps us see. It helps restore in us clarity about the commandments. And it gives us an initial strength to be able to say no more to sin. No more.
Yeah.
I want to honor God. And I know I'm weak and I want to turn to God. He's going to help me.
Yeah.
It's a really important thing. And the problem is we don't talk about fear of God anymore. Yeah. It's like a bad thing because we're afraid that people won't feel comfortable or something.
Yeah,
you know?
It's one of the Isaiah gifts of the Holy Spirit, fear of the Lord, you know? And Proverbs says, fear of the Lord is a bulwark against sin, just like you said. Like, it's having reverence for God, understanding that God is holy, understanding that God is transcendently holy and transcendently beautiful and transcendently good and loving. When you understand who God is, you don't have questions anymore. Like Job, you know, Job was saying, gee, why is this happening to me? What's going on? And then the Lord said, oh, by the way, where were you when the constellations, you know, went into power, went into creation? Where were you when the depths of the sea were found? And Job said, forget me. Sorry, Lord. You know, you know, I've repented foolishly, made that statement, and I'm going to close my mouth now and be quiet. So Job didn't get propositional answers, but he got the answer that God is God and it's going to be working, you know?
Yeah, friends, and I think it's so clear in this chapter, the unsearchable riches of Christ, but also just in the Word of God. You think about St. Paul, for example, in his letter to the Ephesians. The apostles have moments where they have apostolic prayers right there in the New Testament. And Paul in Ephesians chapter 1 said, he prays that the eyes of our hearts might be enlightened, that we might be able to see and experience and know with confidence in faith the unsearchable riches of Christ and the power that's within us. And there's so much of that. That's the direction, friends, we need to go in. It's easy to just get caught up in the angst of the world and think politics is where the security is going to be, or money, more getting our money back is going to give us security. And what's going to get us through the storms that we're living through is for us to take the journey internally in the heart and to listen to the prayers of the apostles. Those apostolic prayers are really, really inspiring to say, I want to come into, Lord, the kind of experience that Paul is praying for here, that I would see you as you are, Lord, that I would know the unsearchable riches of who you are, and I'd know the power that's at work within me. That's what'll stabilize us, friends. That's what will give us strength to be able to walk through these storms.
So. Yeah, and Peter, you know, we've talked about the Trinitas polarization that's going on in the church right now. We're not polarizing. We're not left. Mm-hmm. We're not right. We're not reactionary. We're not progressive, but we're also not lukewarm.
Yeah,
we're radical center on Jesus Christ, radical center on the tradition of the church, radical center on Vatican II, radical center on the Lordship of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to be right in the center of God's will, right in the center of revelation. So we're not left, we're not right, and we're not lukewarm center. We're right in the middle, right in the center of God's will and God's plan for the human race to exalt Jesus.
Yeah, there's that 2 Corinthians chapter 4 comes to mind for me, where Paul says, we don't tamper with the word of God, but what we know is the devil tries to blind the minds of unbelievers so they can't see something. What can't they see? The light of the glory of God that shines on the face of Christ. And Paul says, when I preach Jesus Christ as Lord, his lordship, his authority, when I live it, when I celebrate it, when I proclaim it, when I help other people see it, that's where the God who said, let light shine in darkness, shines in our heart. The Father wants to reveal the glory of Jesus in our spirits and in our hearts. Amen. Ralph, we just have a minute left. Any closing thoughts this week?
No, I just I'm glad we could talk about these things, Peter. You and I have talked about these things many times. In fact, I mentioned in the book that you could have written it because we've just really talked about these things a lot, and I'm really glad we could write it. But I just like to tell people, don't be discouraged. Don't be downcast. Jesus is Lord. We're engaged in interesting times. We are in a struggle. There's a battle going on, but it's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be a Christian. It's a great time to have confidence in Christ.
Amen. Draw near to God. Draw near to others who are running in Christ. Get the support that you need. You need to pay attention, certainly, to things that are, you know, the storms around you, but fundamentally, lay hold of the mission that Jesus has given you. Every single one of us who are baptized have been baptized into his mission in some way, in a vocation, whatever, and stay in that lane, and with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, be on mission, loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, loving your neighbor as yourself, and fulfilling that thing that God has uniquely equipped you for, because guess what? We're all going to be dead soon. Life is short. It's a passing shadow. Before you know it, we'll be with our King. Let's give everything we have between here and there. Ralph, thanks for being with us. This book can be gotten at Amazon or at renewalministries.net. Renewalministries.net. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.